This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are trying again on a large public lands bill. The CORE Act would extend new protections to around 400,000 acres in the state. It was introduced last year, but CPR's Caitlin Kim says it was doomed by opposition from Colorado's Republican congressmen and the White House.
Concerns were raised by the Trump administration over the potential land use restrictions like limitations on motorized activities. The Bureau of Land Management under the Trump administration had raised concerns about restrictions on mining and mineral development on some of the lands. That's most likely in reference to the Thompson Divide.
With President Biden in office and the Senate in Democratic hands, backers of the CORE Act think they have a much better chance this year. The State Court of Appeals has dismissed a lawsuit over how Colorado reports ozone emissions. A pro-business group called Defend Colorado wanted the Air Quality Control Commission to tell the EPA the state wasn't meeting federal ozone standards because of wildfires and international emissions. The group sued the commission for not granting it a public hearing on the issue. The court said the commission lacks authority to change the ozone data and had no obligation to hold a hearing before submitting its findings. Defend Colorado and the commission declined to comment. The governor of Wyoming says he supports a proposal that would have Weld County secede from Colorado and join his state. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Republican Governor Mark Gordon laughed when asked about the proposal during a Monday interview with KOA News Radio. But he says Wyoming would welcome Weld County's 324,000 residents.
We would love that. We would love that. From time to time, you know, states have said, gosh, we like what Wyoming is doing, so we'd be happy.
This isn't the first time Weld residents have tried to leave the state, but it's very unlikely this proposal will lead to an actual secession. That would need approval from the Colorado and Wyoming legislatures, plus a final sign-off from the U.S. Congress. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Thank you for joining us. Up next, President Biden's nominee for Secretary of Education tried to strike a positive tone during today's confirmation hearing. Coming up, we'll hear how Miguel Cardona handled questions from the Senate Education Committee. That's coming up next. It is 52 in Denver with snow tonight. This is CPR News.